Hello, I'm Bill Davis, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scripture, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Thank God. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering the sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. Amen. The word is nigh thee, even in my heart, in my mouth is the word of faith, which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. Blessed be the name. Amen. Amen. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Verse 17, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth, and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth, and every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth. Every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Things in heaven, things in earth, things below the earth. Every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Thanks it. Heaven, things in here, things below here. And every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. I want to share some testimony, what God's done in my life. 1960. God sent me to Texas as a practicing veterinarian. Bought some land, established a practice, sold it, bought some more land, established another practice, sold it. Had some small acreages in strategic places in North Texas and sold all that. Went to Missouri, bought a farm, stayed there a year, went to Florida. Operated Turnpike Animal Clinic. I managed it, Opa-locka, Florida, for about 11 months. Came back to Texas, bought 6.5 acres of land, house on it. Stayed there for about, 5 years, I guess. God sent me back to McKinney. I bought a piece of property on about 1 3/4 acres. his house in Fairview. Sold it. Gave it away, pardon me. Gave it away. 27 years later, it was valued almost four times what I paid for it. Came to Plano, bought a piece of property. Thank God, I've lived there almost, well, 8.5 years. Amen. I'm always ready to obey God, you know that? The house I live in, I didn't build it, I haven't built any houses. Well, I have, years ago, but no more. I obey God, do what He tells me. Everything I set my hand to do. So I'm going to have Kathy read in Deuteronomy chapter 6. This describes my steps ordered by the Lord. Would you begin?
Verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged.
Notice that? What he said? Do all I command you? All I command you? Your son, your son's son? Teach them to do the same, that y'all may dwell in the land that I've given you. Got to keep His word. Got to obey Him, keep His commandments. Do what He says. Not what you want, what God commands. If you want to live on the land, frankly, I enjoy what God orders. Oh, I won't say any more. Would you read on?
Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey.
Hold it. You do all these commandments. Hear, Israel, the words that God has said. You do what? Mightily?
Mightily.
Right. In the land where I sent you. You don't believe this word. I believe the Bible. I marvel at people say God was one way in the Old Testament and another in the New. You can even read Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You ever thought of that? Well, you should. He hasn't changed. He's the Son of God. He did what the Father commanded. Now, He's back in heaven, making intercession for us. Would you go on and read?
Verse 4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
One Lord, right? Go ahead.
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might.
Amen.
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children.
Keep the words in your heart. Teach them to your children.
Right.
Go ahead.
And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house.
Oh, yeah. Not how much money you can make. Not where you can take a vacation. Not where you can play. But talk about His words when you're sitting in the house. Your house that He gave you. Right?
And when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up.
When you go walking, you talk about the Lord's word, right?
Right.
When you lie down, you talk about the word. When you rise it up, you talk about the word. Amen. Let's go on.
And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and thou shalt be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not.
Look at that. Give you cities, great cities that you did not build. All right, go ahead.
And houses full of all good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not.
And houses full of all good things that you didn't build, and you didn't fill them, and wells that you didn't dig. If you want to know when God sent the sent Joshua to lead the Jewish people into the land of Canaan, Israel, they had to wipe out 31 kings and all their inhabitants to live there. I think those days are probably gone. I don't know. Let me tell you, anytime God just wants to wipe out a city, it doesn't matter how big, all he has to do is plague it. Plague it. And the city is gone. You need to understand that God is God. And you don't instruct him in any ways. He does his purposes in here. Ready to go on?
Vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not.
Vineyards, olive trees you didn't plant. Okay.
When thou shalt have eaten and be full.
Yeah.
Then beware lest thou forget the Lord.
Oh, now we're getting to a warning. Getting to a warning. The Lord gave us all these things. And now, let's forget him. Don't do it, folks. Don't forget the Lord ever. Go ahead, Kathy.
Which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you.
Oh, you know that's one of the major problems in America? They've gone after other gods. Other gods instead of Jehovah, instead of the Lord Jesus Christ, instead of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, instead of I am. They want to try somebody else's gods. Forget it. Amen. You ready?
For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you.
Jealous? Do you know that? He's jealous. I don't blame him. He created everything. Created us. Created all the world. Everything you see. He created all of it. And he gives it to himself every will. And he gives it to people that will obey him. And that will glorify him in the earth. You need to understand who God is and what he does. He isn't playing games. What's next?
Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth.
We're going after other gods. Did you know America today is full of other gods? Full of them. And look what's taking place in our country. Oh, you can't stop it now. You rejected the gospel. The only thing that can save America is the church, the body of Christ, nobody else. The body of Christ. And God is adding to the body of Christ daily. You'd be shocked to know who is added to this ministry daily. On Roku, a live stream, daily. God adds to us Amen. What's next?
You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies. Oh, I'm sorry. You shall not tempt the Lord your God as he tempted you. You tempted him in Massa. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he has commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee. And thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What meanest the testimonies, the statutes, and the judgments, which the Lord our God has commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he swore unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all the commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us.
That's it. You know, God sent the pilgrims, the Mayflower people, to America. They landed in Plymouth. They went off course. They didn't go where they thought they were going. You know what's interesting? Where they landed was not under British rule. Wasn't under British rule. And then, following the Mayflower, others came close by, close at the same time. They came primarily from England, Ireland, thank God, Scotland. Later, Germans came. They established this land. They fought for it. They settled it. God gave this land to our ancestors. I am for ninth and tenth great-grandfathers that fought, established the state of Rhode Island and branched out and others. You see, I'm a debtor. I'm a debtor to those people that fought for this. I'm not a debtor for these people that want to destroy it. Not at all. Amen. I got to preach the gospel to the Mayflower people, to the English, to the Scots, to the Germans, and the rest of the world. Understand it. God commands me to do that. That's why he brought my ancestors here. Or I might have been somewhere else where there's no milk and honey, you know that? Also, I have some Cherokee, 32nd at least, in my background. Excuse me. And I'm commanded to preach the gospel to these people. Woe to me if I don't. And I know that. I know that for certain. So, what do you say, Paul, that we worship God, praise God, and let the power of God fall. Amen?